The Baltimore City Council is once again looking at banning plastic bags. This time, Councilman Bill Henry is proposing the measure. A similar one was vetoed last month by Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. WIPR's Kenneth Burns joins us on the line to talk about that and other highlights from the first council meeting of the year. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
So are there any differences between Henry's bill and the one that was vetoed a couple weeks ago?
Both bills are similar. The only difference is Henry's bill no longer has the exemption for hot foods. The last bill allowed restaurants and carryouts to use plastic bags. Henry's bill does not allow any of that.
But the other exemptions that had been carved out in the original ban remain in this one.
Correct. If you're buying from a farmer's market, you know, your fresh fish, meats, fruits and veggies, ice, dairy products, or if you're picking up a prescription, you can still get a plastic bag.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake vetoed the last bag ban, saying she didn't like how it came about. What did Councilman Henry have to say about that?
Henry acknowledged that there were concerns over the last-minute change from a 5-cent per bag fee to a ban this past November.
There were concerns about the process, that the people who felt that a ban was not as effective as a fee had not had sufficient opportunity to have those concerns raised and addressed.
Henry said the time is right for a ban compared to when the council first tackled this issue about 7 years ago.
Now, has the mayor had anything to say about this new plastic bag ban?
Yes, her spokeswoman, Karan Bray, said the mayor feels it's important to have those who will be affected by the bill to be heard. Bray also adds that the mayor is sensitive to the fact that the bill would impact residents who have more months than money. At the same time, she said the bill could make it more difficult to recruit grocery stores to communities where they are greatly needed. As you know, there are a number of food deserts in the city. The mayor hopes that the council will hear from those people. Henry assured the mayor that will be the case.
On to a different topic now. Councilwoman Ricky Spector last night introduced a charter amendment that would change the makeup of the council. Tell us how that would work.
Let's just say it's kind of going back to the future. She is proposing a return to multi-member districts. Right now, we have 14 single-member districts plus the city council president. Her bill would reduce the size of the council by 2, so it would go from 14 to 12. There would be 4 council districts, each with 3 members. She says 2 recent events prompted her to propose the bill.
When a council person was not in the council for extended illness or a vacancy, there was not a vote for that entire district on local issues.
Spector was referring to Council Vice President Ed Reisinger. He missed some meetings late last year because of an extended illness. Also, Bill Cole, who's now the leader of the Baltimore Development Corporation, his seat was vacant for about a month before Eric Costello was appointed to finish Cole's term.
What with the reduction in the council, I assume that not everyone's on board with Spector's proposal.
No, in fact, 2 councilors expressed their concerns last night. Councilman Nick Mosby says he's concerned because the voting populace is already apathetic and says that the bill bodes well for those who want to hold on to their seats for a long time. Councilwoman Sharon Green Middleton says she does not agree with the bill at all. She said the people spoke in 2004.
It's all about moving forward and working with the people. We have many important issues that are much, you know, more important that we need to focus on, and this is not one of them.
Middleton says there is no proof that the current single-member district system has failed.
This is a charter amendment, so there's a long process if this thing were to go into effect, right?
Yes. It has a number of hurdles. First, it has to get approved by a city council committee. If that happens, it goes to the full council for the vote. If the council signs off on it, the mayor has to approve it. And then we have to wait till 2016 because that's when the next election is. Now, assuming all of those approvals happen, multi-member districts could return for the 2020 election.
Kenneth Burns covers City Hall and other Baltimore news for WIPR. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.